I see plenty of celebrities because of my job, but you were the first to ever elicit any kind of response from me. The first time I saw you, my breath stopped. The way you walked in casually, how friendly you were to my coworkers, how unbeknownst to me, you had become a regular at the business I manage. And this is what happens when you have a few days off of work. A handsome celebrity walks in and everyone goes about business as usual. The first time we spoke, you were kind, polite. You smiled at me. I couldn't help but wonder if you could tell that I knew who you were. In the past, I have always tried to play it cool, and I never ask questions of anyone famous. I don't try to interfere with their private lives in any way. I try to be calm so that they can have a bit of normal in their lives. And so do my coworkers. That's why people come to us. But with each repeated visit, you've become a little friendlier. I suppose a lifestyle like yours must be lonely, and I imagine it a comfort to find something that seems familiar, even if it's a smile from a stranger who is quickly becoming less of a stranger. I've noticed how you go out of your way to interact with me, even if it's just a gaze across the room, making eye contact, smiling, and saying hello. And you always do it first. I wonder if you're like this to everyone, smooth and charming. But I don't often see you talk to my coworkers the way I see you talk to me, the way I see you smile at me, the way I see your eyes crinkle when we talk. I'm positive you know that I know who you are. You must. I recall the night when we were alone, due to the timing of everything, and someone came in asking for directions, lost. And after she left, you turned to me and started a conversation. Did you notice how I rambled? How I had a hard time looking at you as I spoke? Could you tell how nervous I was? We talked about music briefly. You liked what I was playing. And you sang a bit of the song in front of me. I melted a little bit. Of course you can sing. You wanted to engage in a conversation with me, but why? That's the part I keep thinking back on. I didn't press you to talk. You kept asking me questions, keeping our chat going. I was a bit flattered, to be honest. Were you trying to get to know me? When we spoke that night, I mentioned I had to be in early the next day, and you showed up again. Part of me wondered if you only came in because you knew I'd be there, or maybe I was just hoping. Okay, I was hoping. Someone else assisted you. It was very busy that day, but you made it a point to pass by me and look at me and smile and say hello. You are doing a terrific job of making me swoon. I wonder all sorts of things. I wonder if this attraction is mutual. I wonder if famous people, like you, get crushes on people who aren't famous. I wonder if you're polyamorous. I wonder if you and your wife have an arrangement when you aren't together. I wonder if you fantasized about me And I find myself spinning a bit and laugh and think I'm crazy for entertaining any of these thoughts. Even if you go out of your way to make me feel special, even if I notice you noticing me, even if I'm positive you know that I know who you are, and you like the fact that I don't make a big deal over you. I wonder if your wife will come to visit. I wonder if you'll bring her with you. I wonder if you've mentioned me to her. If you've discussed people you'd like to entertain. I wonder if I'd be her type too. It's strange to think about it, but I've pretty much seen you naked already. I know what you look like under all of those clothes. I can see the body through your dress layers anyway. You look better in person, by the way. I wonder how long you'll be around. I wonder if you'll tell me when you're leaving. I wonder if you sit in your room at night alone. I wonder if I'm wondering these things about you. Wondering if your flirtatious eyes have an effect on me. Wondering if I know what you look like naked. Wondering if that does anything to me. Wondering if I've thought about more. Bumping into you near work. Going home with you. Shivering when you put your hand on the small of my back. Telling me a joke to ease the tension. Do you think I'm cute? Or pretty? Or sexy? Are you curious about me? Is that why you asked all those questions? To be perfectly honest, I've never had any client make me feel something. Make me wonder. Make me wonder if the eye contact and the gazing and the friendliness mean more. Do you wonder what I look like naked? Do you want to know how wet you could make me? Do you like that I try to hide the response I have to you? It's subtle, but there is a shift when you walk in. Do you want to taste me? Do you want to taste me while I taste her? Do you want to make me come? Do you want to watch while she makes me come? These thoughts are so inappropriate. Yeah, my mind wonders when you eye fuck me. When you make it a point to look at me. When you smile. Then I think, what if you've listened? What if you're also an audiophile? What if you've heard my voice before? What if you've touched your cock listening to me? Maybe that's why you look at me. Maybe I sound familiar. Maybe you recognize me. Maybe I remind you of the voice that you come to. The voice of someone in the distance. The voice of someone you've not yet seen naked. Then you smile at her. And you make eye contact so she knows she has your undivided attention. Maybe. Or maybe this is just a silly daydream.